Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos, Daf Tezayin, the second to last daf here in the first parak of Maseches Shabbos. Parak Yesias Shabbos, before we get to Baba Malikin. And we are on Tezvav Amibes, by the Mishnah. Tezvav the Mishnah, we have all these Mishnayos here in this parak, machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right? There are a couple of prakim in Shas. Besides Maseches Idias, where it lists off specific ones where Beis Shammai is Mekel, Beis Hillel is Machmir, but there are a couple of other prakim. That we have, the eighth, second to last parak, the eighth parak of Maseches Brachos, talks all about Eilu Dvarim, that's named. Eilu Dvarim Shemei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Seuda, right? That's the machlokos related to Seuda, and most of these are related to, Erev Shabbos. Most of these, machlokos are related to Erev Shabbos, except at the beginning, we branched off a little bit. So says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Tezvav Amid Beis, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Mocha Lenachri, other activities when one is not allowed to do on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos. One is not allowed to sell something to a guy, below Toan and Imo, or help a load onto him, below Magbihin Alav. Toan and Imo, load onto him, or help him lift a bundle. Because all of those, Ella, all those give the impression, you see the Karmana Eda, Nira, Kimisayo, Loholich B'Shabbos. It's as if you're helping him do a malacha, right? He's going to do this on Shabbos. You're helping him start something that he's going to continue. So, Elosh Kadesh Yagil Malakam Karav, unless he could get to a close place before Shabbos. Because it gives the impression that he is working for you, right? He's working for you on Shabbos, a Maris Ayin issue. A guy is not allowed to work for a Jew on Shabbos. So, Beisilah Matirit, Beisilah says, no, I'm not worried about this. Even if you do this before Shabbos, it is okay. We'll see limitations on this. But again, this relates to the machlokas Rishonim about the Isser of Amir La'akam. We know the Isser of Amir La'akam, we assume, is a Din D'Rabbanan, and it's a D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. Asking a goy for a goy to do malacha for me on Shabbos is an Isser D'Rabbanan. Even to ask a goy to do a malacha D'Rabbanan for me is a D'Rabbanan. Not every Shvus to Shvus, a double D'Rabbanan is also Usser. Also, Usser. There are certain cases where it is mutter shvus to shvus b'makom, holy b'makom, mitzvah b'makom, tzorach rabim b'makom, hefsid meruba. There are cases where it would be mutter, but maker adin, it's Usser, right? And it's a drabanan of asking a malacha. So again, there is a shita out there, the smag, sefer mitzvahs gadol, one of the Bali HaTosfos, who holds that amir la'akam is Usser daraisa, but we assume it's Usser drabanan. So here, the Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to give a guy something because it looks like when he starts continuing to do the malacha on Shabbos, it looks like he's working for you, and therefore it is a problem. So then you get Maris Ayin. There is a discussion in Yaredeya. Maris Ayin about an Isser D'Rabbanan. Maris Ayin about Isser D'Rabbanan. So that's the a discussion of the Ramah and the Shach about Basar B'Chalav. If one is drinking a coffee and they're using a power of milk, but not everyone knows that they're using power of milk. And I'm having it with a meat meal, a chicken meal. So if it's a chicken meal at Moses, it is a Drabbanan Amaris Ayin. So is there any difference there? So that's where the discussion is had, in Yaredeya about that, contact. Using Chalav Shkedim, using, milk, that's Parav. So we still Matirin. Okay. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Ezo Makam Karov. So what it says here that you're not allowed to give it to him unless he could get to a makam karav. What's close? So we assume at this point that it means some type of objective distance. So yeba, just like Shmuel said elsewhere, and the Karban Eda says not sure where Shmuel said this, but just like he said, or the Rav Chaim Kadievsky says, I don't remember. So yeah, Rav Chaim Kadievsky, lonis pare sheicha amarkein, right? So just like Shmuel said to elsewhere a certain distance, so we use that distance here also. Yeba kai damar Shmuel kigon min chutra lanarda, from chutra, a name of a place, to naharda. Ofachakein, that's the distance. If it's that amount of, not too long to go to the, from one place to another place, that's the distance, that you need on Erev Shabbos. Is to buy meimer achu magila beso. Some say no, it's not an objective distance until the akum, the guy could get to his house on Friday. Until he gets to his house on Friday. The is to buy meimer achu magila iro. Some say no, not his house, but at least the city. So you could really dump it in the and give it off to the first house in the city. Stop there for a moment. See the Karbana Eda here. Ad sheyagia ha'akam lebeisu mibod yom. The avagad debidide katarach. And even though he's doing his own thing, the guy is carrying a bundle. I sold him something. He's taking it home. I'm not doing anything wrong. He's being osek bidide right now. But still, machmirim beishamai, de michlif bishlucho. Beishamai says, is machmir because michlif, it could be confused with a shliach. Meaning, what's he alluding to? He's probably alluding to the shita of Rashi. I think we mentioned a couple of days ago, three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is the basis, midrabanan of amir la'akum, right? Amir la'akum. So, Rashi says, in Shabbos, there, the beginning of the last perek. Where is it? What Avdan Kufnun Gimel, I think, the beginning of Mishahichshich, says the Gemara there, where we had this quoted before about it's late on Friday and you're going, you have to give your money belt to a guy on the way in. So there, the Gemara says, what's the reason you're allowed to give it to a guy? Isn't it Amir La'akam? And Rashi says there, Kufnun Gimel, Farehu Shlucho Lisa Enab Shabbos, Yesh Shlichus La'akam L'chumra. Right? That's what the guy is excluded from being a Shliach. So it sounds like for me that he could be a shliach, l'chumra midrabanan. L'chumra midrabanan. So that's Rashi. So that's what the Karmadeda seems to be alluding to. But there are two other suggestions of the base of Amir La'akum, the Rashi himself, Rashi Nebuchadnezzar Daf Tezvav. Rashi says that it's based on the problem of Vidabar Davar, right? That my speech has to be different on Shabbos than it is during the week. So if I'm involved in talking about Malacha with a guy, that's a violation of Vidabar Davar. Right, my nafkamina, or the discipler points out in Avodah Zarah, if I arrange it before Shabbos, I don't say a word on Shabbos. So that wouldn't be a problem of a davar davar. I don't talk about it, but it would be a problem of shlichus, right there. And then you have the third approach, that's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, you can't ask a guy because gzeira, you might come to do it. And a guy's doing malacha for you all Shabbos, imagine, on a Torah level. He's coloring for me, and he's buying for me, and he's writing for me, and he's cleaning for me. I might say, you know what, let me just help you there. It could lead to my doing it. It's a zilzul of Shabbos. So those are the three suggestions of the basis. So here, the Karbon HaEdah says that's the basis for Beis Shammai. So it looks like he's being your shliach or it's michlaf. So it has to be that he has to get to his own house or to get to his city. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kadesh Yitzi, Mimakon HaPesach, V'Yikadesh Shalom Hayom. Basically, Rabbi Akiva says, no, as long as he could get out of your house before Shabbos starts, that's good enough. Right? She eats him welcome at Pesach. He's out of your house. Yikadosh alone. And then at Shabbos, that is good enough. And number Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Deme Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says, this was Rabbi Yossi's report. This, Rabbi Yossi's report of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva balachri al divrei Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Akiva is really explaining Beis Hillel. Right? The first two opinions are explaining Beis Shammai. Rabbi Akiva is explaining Beis Hillel. That as long as he's out of your house before Shabbos, then it is okay. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that a guy shouldn't be carrying out big loads from a Jew's house on Shabbos, like Beis Hillel. But if it's after Shabbos, if he's out before Shabbos starts, so then that would be okay. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Reish Mem Vav. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch's order of Hilchos Shabbos is chronological. He starts off with Erev Shabbos, and he goes, and that's why you have the Isurim of Shehiyah and Achzara first, earlier, Bishlul is much later. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch is chronological. Really, for the whole Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph starts off with your morning. And it goes through the entire day, or the first two volumes of the Mishnah Berurah, goes through the entire day. After Shachris, right, there's Brachas, and there's Berachas HaMazon, and then there's Mincha, and there's Ma'ariv. And then, let's talk about Shabbos. All two volumes about Shabbos. And then Pesach, it goes through the whole panorama of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on a weekday and on Shabbos and on Yantav. So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Vav talks about this case. Aser lahashil shum kli le'enu Yehudi b'Shabbos. Right, you can't lend a goy a kli on erev on Shabbos. Afilu be'erev Shabbos in musabach l'chashecha or right before Shabbos. Kol shein shos lotzio mipesach beis shalamashil kodem chashecha. If he's not going to leave your house before Shabbos starts, you can't give it to him. Why? Mipnei shaharoes savur, right? This is the language, right, of the Gemara and also in Bavli, also here. Mipnei shaharoes savur, she yisrael tivo lo tzio, right? Because the roe, the observer, might think that the Jew told him to take it out. And therefore, that's going to be a chshash of maris ayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah right here, via quoting from the Magen Avraham, via filo lididon, the less than a rishas arabim gebura. And even if you want to see, there are no rishas arabim daraisas these days, and you're not going to take it out to rishas arabim daraisa. Most of our shiurim are karmelios, right? That's the whole basis of building an eruv, what we call an eruv, because it has to be a rishas arabim durabanan. So aser, even though the chash is only if it is iser durabanan, it's still going to be aser. Why? Shvus to shvus is also aser, right? Not b'makim something. And therefore, it's a maris ayin of a double drabanan that's still aser. And therefore, it's going to be a problem. This is base hillel. Good. We continue. Ein nosnin l'goy amanas latzeis. You can't give anything to a guy if he's going to go out and carry it in a place without an eruv. So ein nosnin, you can't give him. We'll add in a word. Mizonos. You can't give him food or objects to a guy. Amanas latzeis, if he's going to take it, if he's going to take it out, if that's his plan. Natal v'yatza einat, meaning, if you're going to, well, just read the bottom carbon eida. Diadkan lo shari beis hillel elam erev Shabbos. On erev Shabbos, you can give him something. Avav Shabbos aser. On Shabbos is aser, unless he's eating it in your house. You can give a guy some of the food in your house on Shabbos, but he's going to take it out. That's a problem. So, enostin l'goy amanas latzeis. Not taviyatze enata zakaglo. What if you gave it to him and your understanding was that he was going to eat it here? And then he decided, no, I'm going outside to have a picnic. So then, there's nothing to do. You don't have to stop him. You gave it to him already. But you're not supposed to give it to him l'chadchila. Similarly, enosim l'kelav amanas latzeis. Even to an animal. Interesting. Giving an animal food, knowing that the animal is going to go and take this food outside into a place without an eruv. That's also a problem. Enosim l'kelav amanas latzeis. Not the other. If you think the dog's going to eat it here in your house, enat zakaglo. Then there's no issue. There's no problem. Good. That's related to inyanim of dogs. Interesting. There's a line in Masechet Shabbos. If you look all the way at the end of Masechet Shabbos, Kuf Nun Hei Amabes. Right, the Abali Agada talk about this Gemara. Kuf Nun Hei. The Gemara talks about there is no animal. There it is. Kuf Nun Hei. Let me find the Lashon. Right. The Gemara says, and the Vilna Gaon talks about it. Less da ani mikalba, v'less da asir mechazira. There's nobody poorer than a dog. There's nobody richer than a pig. Right. So what does that mean? What does that lashon? What does that lashon mean? What is that telling me? So the gra. You find it inside. Here's the lashon here. So he says, what's the difference? And the Gemara there talks about feeding a dog and feeding a pig. Ma hefresh bein zeh lazeh. Zeh mizonosav alecha. Zeh imizonosav alecha. Talks about any animal that relies on you for food, on Shabbos, you're allowed to feed. Any animal that doesn't rely on you for food, you're not allowed to feed. Gzeira Shem Yatsud, there's an Issa Dura Banan related. But the Gra says maybe each of these are referring to Averos. A dog, the Gemara says, as somebody speaks Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlicha L'Klavim. So, dog is a reference to Lashon Hara, and a pig is a reference to eating Chazer. So he says, nobody's poorer than a dog. Everybody speaks Lashon Hara. That Avera is rampant, as the Gemara says at the end of Baba Basra. But no, nothing's richer than a pig. I mean, you could have the Jew that's the most assimilated Jew. They might not, if there's any mitzvah they'll do, they won't touch pork. Right? They won't touch the pig. It's the symbol of treif. So that's the grud. There are other pshat I'm given. Look at the Ben Yehoyada there. But, talking about feeding dogs, the Gemara there says one can feed the dog, because the dog never has any food and the dog always relies on you and therefore, you can feed it. Tani, umnin goyim shoy osim im Yisrael. What if there's a non-Jewish worker? Could a non-Jew work for me on Shabbos? B'toch beisel shoy Yisrael aser. If it's in my house, no. It's in my house, no. He can't do work in my house. That's, an Isser Durabanan. An Isser Durabanan. U'b'toch batei mutter. But a goy could do work for me in his house. That's okay. As long as, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, ben Bedra Amure, b'kibolas. If I asked him to do, he's getting paid for the job. B'kibolas. So if I ask a guy to do a malacha for me, could you, it's a tailor. I bring my shirt to the tailor, the guy, on Thursday. I'm like, I'll pick it up on Sunday or Monday. So he can choose when he's going to do that malacha. He's choosing to do it on Shabbos. That's his issue. He's not doing it in my house. So there's no issue of a marasayin. So that's kibolas. He's being paid for the job. Therefore, that is allowed. Aval b'schir yom aser. But if he's being paid by the day, so that's a problem because then he is working for me each and every day, including Shabbos. B'schir yom aser. And when is this allowed? Betalish b'nakarka, which means detached, but here in context it means in private, right? If it's not so public that the goy is working for me, so then it is okay. Aval b'mechubal akarka aser, but if it's in public, mechubal akarka, the carbon eda says like chiseling stones, l'sases avanim, that's a problem. B'iracheres b'enkachu b'enkach aser. If he lives in a totally different city and he's surrounded, is totally in a different world, nothing to do near the Jew, then it would be mutter in any case, even out even, we'll see what even is. Let's see, now. Mao Beikach Uveikach. What does it mean in a different city? Either way, Beikach Uveikach is mutter. Bein Betalish, Bein Mechubar, Bein Mischer, Bein Mekibolas. All these, everything's mutter. Even Schir Yom, even Mechubar? No. Amar Rabbi Ila, Bein Betalish, Bein Mechubar, Ubevad Mekibolas. Right? No. It could be public or private, but it still can't be that he's getting paid for the job. Because he's getting paid for the job. I'm sorry. It has to be he's getting paid for the job. If he's getting paid by the day, so then that's considered a guy working for the Jew on Shabbos. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's an Isser Dra. But if he's doing his own thing, what's called Uman Bu'um Nase Avid, so then the guy is working whatever he wants. Right? One is not allowed to ask a guy to do Malacha for him on Shabbos, but if the guy chooses, right, when to do it, right, if I need something delivered, and I order it 5 minutes before Shabbos, and I need next day delivery, so I know it's coming on Shabbos, so then that's a problem. If I order it Thursday or Friday, it's going to come over the next couple of days. I don't really care when it's going to come. Not dafka. If it happens to come on Shabbos, then it's then there's no iser. It could be an issue of tchum and muksa when it comes, in terms of touching it and moving it, but the iser of amira, it wouldn't be a problem. Reb Shimon ben Barkana b'shem Rebbe Acha, Rebbe b'Shabbos, Ube Evel, Uba Vodazara, Halakha Shibin Elazar. Shibin Elazar, who has these chilukim of as long as a guy is doing it be kiboles, and the rules of public and private and where it is. So all this applies, says Rav Shimon, in the name of Rav Acha, it applies in three areas of Halakha. Shabbos, where there's an Isra Malacha, Evel, if somebody's sitting Shiva, they're not allowed to do Malacha, and also they can't have a guy do Malacha for them on their behalf. Avodah Zarah, that's the opposite case. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains where there are certain days where a Jew is not allowed to do malacha for a guy on their holidays because the guy is going to thank their God, right, for the great work that the Jew did on their holiday, and therefore that was that's a problem. So what type of malacha is usher? So all these three have the same rules, that kibolas is okay and schir yom is usher. And the Rishonim wondered whether that is going to be halacha l'maisa. Also, the Ramban and others talk about this statement, halacha l'maisa. Okay. Ei mishalchin igros biad goy lo be'erev Shabbos lo b'chamisha b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to send letters right before Shabbos with a goy on Thursday or Friday. Why not? Again, because it might look like he's acting for a Jew. Beis Shammai Oster Nafilu B'Revi. Beis Shammai says, even on Wednesday, you can't send it. Or Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel Matir, 2 days in the Rishonim. Whether this means Beis Hillel Matir, meaning there's only 2 days here. Beis Hillel Matir, no, you can do it on Wednesday. Is that what he's saying? Or is Beis Hillel saying, no, you can do it any day? Sending a letter? Then even on Friday. Even on Friday. Machlok has Rishonim how to understand Beis Hillel. Amru Alava Rabbi Yossi HaKoen, Shlo Nimsa Ksavo Biat Adoy Me'olam. Rabbi Yossi HaKoen never used the mail. Never used the mail. His ksav yad was never found in the hands of a guy. He didn't want anybody to have any chashos and questions. If they happen to find it, he's go walking on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. So interesting. If you look in Pirkei Avos in the second parak, see Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. He's not so famous. He's in Pirkei Avos. Right? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chamisha Talmidim Hailo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. Who are they? Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. He was one of those 5 Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon ben Natana, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. What was he known for? Yossi HaKohen? Chassid. He was always very pious. He was pious. Rabbeinu Yonah, Shahaya Oseh Lefnim Mishur HaSadin B'chol Maisav. He always went Lefnim Mishur HaSadin. V'alzeh Nemar Midas Chassidus Shanukad. Midas Chassidus. So right here. Right here is an example. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, he never had his ksav yad in the hands of a guy. Ein mafrish liyam agadol, other halachas regarding before Shabbos. Ein mafrish liyam agadol lo be'erev Shabbos lo chamish b'Shabbos. You can't go on a boat on Friday or on Thursday. Beis Shammai osur afilu b'revi. Beis Shammai says even Wednesday you can't go out on the boat. Well, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says you are allowed to. Again, whether he only allows Wednesday or even Thursday, Friday. Imhaya davar shel sakana, if there's a danger. If there's a danger, if you stay where you are, so you gotta get out, that's where you're going. O, add an O, could go matzur letzidon, mutter, or you're going to, mitzur letzidon, you're going for a short amount of time, first absurd to sidon, it's a short trip, mutter, that would be mutter. This Gemara here has a parallel in Shabbos Yutes, which some might be familiar with, and that is about Ein Mafligin Misfina, known as the Sugi of Ein Mafligin. Yutes of an Aleph, you're not allowed to go on a boat within a certain number of days before Shabbos, unless it's Letzarach Mitzvah. What's very unclear in that Gemara is, what is the reason that you can't go on a boat on Thursday? What would be the reason? Right? So, Tosfos has one day, the Rif and the Rambam, Bittel Onig Shabbos. It takes you a couple of days to get over seasickness. We don't want you to be seasick on Shabbos, so if you go on a boat on Tuesday, by Shabbos, you'll be used to it. But if you go on Wednesday, oh, that's already, you know, you'll get there, you're going to be sick. So, you know, we're not, we don't want you. And that's a very important halacha l'maisa about doing things before. Sometimes people schedule, you know, I'm going to have this procedure on Thursday because memela, Friday's a half a day, and then Shabbos, I'm off from work, and then Sunday, if I live in Chutzlar, it's over, and then by Monday, I'll be better. So I'll be out of it on Shabbos and Sunday. That's a serious halacha question. Because, you know, I'm saying, I'm gonna be out of it and in pain on Shabbos, so it was one allowed to do that, just because they wanna take off another day from work. But it's based on this discussion. The Baal Amor here, there, in Shabbos Yutes, has a different svar, and that is, no. Because there's a chash that they're gonna have to do, whatever boat you're on, maybe the goyim are gonna, they're gonna have to do malacha for you on the boat. And when it's Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, that's already viewed as pre-Shabbos. And therefore you already have to think about potential malacha being done. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's connected to the previous Shabbos. And therefore, I don't have to like have that view of the Shabbos coming up. It relates to Havdalah also, but that's a different dayas, three or four dayas in the Rishonim. What exactly is the issue of Ein Mafligin? Ein Mafligin, not get, or here, the Lashon is Ein Mafrishin, not getting on a boat before Shabbos, the couple days before Shabbos. Ein Makifin. Again, there's a lot. That's a huge sugya, but we'll stop. If there's no danger, I'm talking about a danger. If there's a, you know, maybe a milchama that's not as time sensitive, you're not allowed to besiege a city within 3 days of Shabbos. How did the same milchamas reshus? By milchamas reshus, you have flexibility. Milchamas chova. Even on Shabbos, do whatever you have to do on Shabbos for the safety of the Jewish people. Like we know, Yericho was conquered on Shabbos. Dichsiv, as Yeshua ben Nun told them, do this for 6 days. You know, go around with the chauffeurs and walk around. Dichsiv will be on Mashvi. It's the seventh day, and the Masorah is that was Shabbos because it's an extra lashon in the text. So we see that was Shabbos. So you see, even on Shabbos, that was a Melchemes Mitzvah. Dichsiv. And this last line of Chaim Gadievsky quotes from the Bavli says, this is going back on the Melchemes Rishus, that if you started Beheter before 3 days, then you could continue. Ad Rizita, if you live Shabbos, then you let it continue as it continues on Shabbos. You don't have to like stop in the middle once Shabbos comes. Period. Says the next Mishnah, Beshavi Yomer Meinos and Oros La'abadon, when it's not allowed to give hides to a tanner, Velo Kalim L'Koves Nachri, or clothing to a dry cleaner of a nachri, ela kadeshiyasu, or a cleaner, or just a washer, a kadeshiyasu, yeyasim ibod yom, yasim ibod yom. They have to do it. You're only allowed to do this again as long as they can do it before Shabbos. Uvechulan, beisilal matir namashemesh, and beisilal matirs, as long as you give it to him during the day, as long as it's still Friday, you can give it, to him. Because again, issues are, is there a chash that people are going to think that the goy is working for the Jew on Shabbos? Amar Shem Begam Liel, Noag in Hoyu Beis Abba, Sheinosin Kli Lovan, Shalohan, Lekoves Nachri, Shloshiyam, and Kodama Shabbos. My father, Begam Liel says, my father gave their white clothing. White clothing takes 3 days to clean. It's longer to clean than the colored clothing. So he used to give it 3 days before Shabbos because they were machmer like Beis Shammai. They acted like Beis Shammai and they didn't want to give it too close, so they gave it earlier, give it earlier. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah wonder, you can hold like Beis Shammai if you want. Don't we know from Brachas? You can't hold like Beis Shammai, right? A Chayav Misa, or at least wrong. So different Pshatim given. The Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah says, Shev al Tasa Shani. To go actively like Beis Hillel, to lie down when you say Kriya Shema, that's a problem. But not to do something, I'm not going to give my clothing to the guy right before Shabbos. Okay, that's okay. You're allowed to do like Beis Shammai, Beshev, Mishav al Tasa, number one. Or number two, a popular answer given, and this is given by some in Brachas also. Sometimes Beis Hillel would say, you know what, Lachadchila Beis Shammai sounds good. Make her a din, you don't have to. So in those types of cases where Beis Hillel would agree, Lachadchila, remember the machlokas in the Mishnah in Brachas, right? If you forgot to bench where you ate, so you have to go back. Beis Shammai says yes, Beis Hillel says no. So there are stories about in the Gemara there that they went back to bench. Have Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel also says it's a good idea. Bishlo says it's a nice lachanchila to do that. So there wouldn't be a problem. So here too, it could be that this is lachanchila, not to give it right before Shabbos to the guy. Good. Vishavin, elu ve'elu. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, we had this earlier in the parak, Shatonim, because Beis Chabad v'Iguli Agat. You're allowed to put the heavy boards on in the oil press and in the wine press. You could do that right before Shabbos. We said that earlier. Why? Because it's going to start pressing right away. Right? That malach is going to start right away, and therefore, that's going to be butter. How much before Shabbos do you have to give it to the tanner so that the tanning process will start going from the animal hide to the leather? How much? So similar to what we had before. Yeba, the kama, demar, Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Chunya, just like he said elsewhere, aga de hiluch arba mil. The time it takes to walk 4 mil, he said that elsewhere. So, viko, and also here. Or viko kain, also here. However long, 4 mil. How long is four mil? So that's a machloka. So how long it takes to walk a mil? 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. 3 days amongst the mefarshim. And therefore, 4 mil, right, is either 72 minutes, 96 minutes, right? However long it is. And that, of course, is halakha l'maisa regarding ben ashmashas, in terms of that sugya. Remember the sugya of the stira between Maseches Shabbos and Maseches Pesachim, right? One Gemara says that ben ashmashas is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. And the other one says the time between shkia and seis is 4 mil. So how do you put that together? So that's the stira. Tosos quotes Rabbi Natam, one answer. The Vilna Gaon gives a different answer. That's the basis for everything in Zmani Hayom. Good. Nasan Kalev the Kovis Nachri Uba Amatsa Ovid Baba Shabbos. What happens if you gave your suit, you gave your shirt to a guy before Shabbos, and you thought he would clean it whenever? And all of a sudden you go there and he's cleaning it on Shabbos. Usser, you're not allowed to wear that on Shabbos, because he's doing Malachim right now on Shabbos. Add in two words, Bichnei Shiyasu. You have to wait after Shabbos with enough time for the guy to have done that. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If a guy happens to be doing Malachim on Shabbos, I didn't ask him to do it, but he's doing it for me on Shabbos, it ends up, am I allowed to use that on Shabbos? I ran out of shirts. Can I wear that? No. Right? You have to wait, Bechdei Shiyasu, after Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yudin, V'yemer Le Delo Yevid. And you should tell him, you know what? You know, could you stop? Could you not do that right now? And if he doesn't listen, and he says, I'm going to continue doing it, then you don't have any other responsibility. Amar Rabbi Yudin, Avoid Rabbi Matanya, Ha De Temar Betovas Hanoya. This is all when you have to tell the guy not to do it and to stop if he's working for free. Aval b'schir, but if he's your worker, you gave him money to do a job, as we said, then he's doing whatever he wants. Ba'vitehu asik, he could do it. The guy doesn't have to keep Shabbos. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. So he's working, okay, then you don't have to tell him to stop. Period. Amar, Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, are you going to base Abba? He gave, they used to give their white clothing 3 days before. Lo Amar El Levanim, this is only the white. Hatzvuim lo, but not the colored. Right, out of the color. Fisha Darkenu Lamanu Shalavanim Kashim Lchabes Yosem and Atzvuim. You learn from this story that white clothing takes longer to cling than colored clothing. Great. What do we need to know that for? Why is that important for us? Because Shas gives us advice about everything. Advice doesn't. It's not just a book of laws. It's a book of lives. Lives of the Amorim, the Tanaim, and sometimes the Gemara gives us weather patterns. Right, and sometimes the Gemara gives us business advice. Right, all different things. So the Gemara here is telling you, you should know that, you know, there's different types of begadim in terms of how long it takes to wash. Okay. Vishavin v'chulu. So he said, once the vat, right when you put the board on, right before Shabbos, you're fine. Even Beishame agrees, that's okay. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yossi, Ben Chanina, Trehon Amrin, Kvar Nekra, Kol Tiva V'Tiva V'Mkoma. Right, we had that earlier. Because it starts pressing right away. And therefore, it is allowed. Rav Acha, Amr, Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina, Boi, Maulika B'Moshech. What if you put it on, and then there's stuff that oozes out? The stuff that oozes out right away, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos? You put this on right before Shabbos, and the stuff, so it gets crushed right away, and stuff is basically on the move already out. So, could you already view that as out? And you can use that on Shabbos, it's not muksa? Right, you're allowed to be liga b'moshech, what's pulled out, what's oozed out. Rabbanan dekeser and amrin is palgan Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan amar aser, Rabbi Yosef Rechanina amar mutter, and masisa pliga Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, and the Brice says against Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, who says v'shavish liga b'moshech. But the Brice that says it's aser, so machlokas amora. Period. Says the Mishnah. Second to last Mishnah here, the last two Mishnayos are relating to issues of Bishul and Sliya. Here we go. So we had this ready earlier. Remember, Beis Shammai asked this on Beis Hillel. Ain't solen baso baso Beis Hillel kadeshi yitzulim ibod yom. One is allowed to roast meat or onion or egg before Shabbos, unless it's roasted a certain amount before Shabbos. We had earlier, does this mean Machlo Ben Drusai? Does this mean Mavush? But remember, this is a different context than all others, because here there's a real chash. By cooking, you're still involved in it, and therefore you might come to stoke the coals. You might come to do something to make it cook better, and that's why we need more precautions, because you might forget that it is Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, you have to have certain precautions, and the Mishnah is later on in the third parak talk about maybe if you do a certain action to remind you, then it would be okay too. They know that that's a also, one is allowed to put the bread into the oven right before Shabbos, or a type of a cake on coals, right? It has to be crusted beforehand. There has to be a certain level of bakedness beforehand. Reb Elazar, Omer Kadesh Yikrum Tachton Shelah, a different shear, an earlier shear, how much it has to be baked already. Eitzel and Basa Vechulu, Rabbi Bun Barkana B'Shem Rabbanan, Tav Shil Shem Basa Kol Tzarcho, Mutila Hashahoso Agavi Kirish Yenek Ketuma. The Rabbanan say, this Shita, if you have something that's fully cooked, you can leave it on an open fire from before Shabbos. Right? No, we're not worried, according to this Deya. There's no chashash. It's fully cooked. If it's fully cooked, we're not worried that you're going to cook faster, but it's fully cooked already. Therefore, you can leave it on a kira, she'ena ketuma. We haven't had that yet. What does that mean? This is alluding to the Mishnah in the third parak, that in certain cases where I am nervous that I might come to stoke the coals, there's one of two actions that I could do to remind me. Either to put a cover on it, or the language that is used there is garif akatum. Garif means sweep out all the coals. So it's still burning hot, but there's nothing to adjust because I swept out all the coals. Again, in the heating ways of old where you had a certain type of wood or coals, or garif akatum, or I cover the coals with some type of other cooler material. Both of those will remind me, hey, Shabbos. Right, I'll see garfa katum. So here it says you can put it on. If it's eina katum, akira is right, one of the three types of Talmudic ovens. Right, a tanner is the hottest, fat on the bottom, skinnier on top. Kira is equal, has space for two pots. It's like a square or rectangle. And you can put it on. You can put the tafshel on as long as it's fully cooked. Reb Zira boy, basar o batzol o beitzam, it's tamik v'ralo. One second, Reb Zira says, in the Mishnah, the case was like meat and basal and beitza. There, if you leave it on after it's fully cooked, it gets worse. Mitztamek viralo, right? And yet it says you can't leave it on. Mitztamek viyafalo v'atam arhachin? Understand, how can you say this? The Mishnah is talking about a case of basal and beitza where there are no limitations. Even if it's fully cooked, it sounds like you can't leave it there, right? You need to have it, even if it's mitztamek viralo. And here, this is Mitztamek viyafalo. You say it's mutter. Dilma dolo is amris elachamin. Maybe you only meant hot water. Maybe you only meant it's mutter hot water. Because hot water, right, which is also Mitztamek viralo, if it's once it's fully cooked. So maybe that's what you meant. Mitztamek viralo, that's the most that's going to be mutter, not Mitztamek viyafalo. So that's one conversation. Also, Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem, Rabbi Zira, a different version of a different statement. Chamin shilch b'kol tzarchan. Chamin, hot water. That's Mavusha called Sarcho. Also, Lashal's Ragabi Kirshina Ketuma. Even hot water, right, which is Mitztamek viralo, which means it gets worse. Once it's fully boiled and boiling it out makes it worse. Even that, you cannot leave on a kira that is not katan, that you didn't do something with to remind you. Even though it's Mitztamek viralo, why? And the first thing here on the side explain. Because anything, there might be a difference between something that's mamish on coals versus something in a, something in a pot. Something in a pot, we assume there's always a chash of shemi yachata, like the water. But something that's directly on the coals, so we assume that is more of a chash, because you might come to stoke the coals. Okay, there's a lot more here, obviously, and we don't paskin like all of these days, but they're just mentioned. Rabbi Bibi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tavshil, I guess we'll have to stop here by Rabbi Bibi, but Hashem will continue next time with Rav Bibi.